As we are rolling into August now, heading for September in a few more weeks. Fastest year ever, isn't it? We're going to come back in a moment here on Coast to Coast AM, your favorite late night radio show, and we will take the rest of the open line calls next. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Hey, in about a week or two, by the way, we're going to do every couple times a month, we're going to feature very briefly a podcasting show that somebody is dabbling in, whether it's paranormal or unusual or something special, primarily because those creative people who are doing these programs don't get an opportunity to get a lot of people to listen to them. They don't get the exposure. People can't find them. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to introduce you to the world of podcasting from some of these other people who've been out there for years, dedicated, hardworking people who need somebody to just say, hey, we're out here, and give you another little program you can listen to as well. So we're going to start doing that. I will give you, those of you who do podcast these kind of programs, I'm going to give you in the not-too-distant future information to write to so we can get back to you. We've already got a list of some of these shows, but there are way too many for us to even know where they all are. But you can let Tom know, and he's going to get back in touch with you. And we'll do a little segment. You know, we'll air a little clip of your podcast. We'll interview you for a couple minutes and wish you the best. Okay? That's what we're going to start doing, too. Let's go to Bill in Indianapolis, out there in Indiana. Welcome to the program, Bill.
Hey, George. I was wondering, there's a story I've been kind of focused on, but nobody else is talking about it, about this Trump being stuck in an elevator in Colorado. Now, I was talking to your producer when I called, and he was like, well, there were 10 other people. No, I mean, I got that. And there's also, some details about, Trump's security service being in charge of the elevator at that time, which sounds normal. And there was another detail about some kid that was playing around between the, in the elevator shaft that caused it to get stuck.
Yeah. But stuck for about 30 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah. And with this campaign season, the way it is, I'm wondering if it wasn't another secret meeting, because the cover story the story that was put out just sounds kind of sketchy to me. And to tell you the truth, I brought this up to, now I personally am not a Trump supporter, but I brought it up. I talked to many of them, right? I brought it up to a guy, and he was like, I brought up my theory. My theory is it may have been a meeting between Donald Trump and Sergey Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister.
Okay. In an elevator. But why an elevator?
Well, because I'll tell you why. Now, and again, this actually bodes well for Trump supporters, because all right, an elevator is a totally controlled, can be a totally controlled meeting location. All right. And if Trump's security service was in charge of it at that time, they could have, they could have put the whole thing together with total anonymity for, whoever Trump was talking to. And if it was a Russian foreign minister, see, that could be why Trump, all right, the Trump supporter I was talking to said, no, Trump, got embarrassed by that. He would never hurt his brand that way. I'm like, no, if it was with a foreign minister, maybe, because they could have, they could be talking about a future Trump administration and what that that might entail for them, or, how that might impact them. And I know the Russians like many countries, they do an arbitrage, they try to predict the outcome of the elections in countries they, they have relationships with. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, this is the thing. This sounds kind of sketchy to me. You got any thoughts on that, George?
Well, he got stuck in the elevator with about 10 people in Colorado, and kind of blamed the fire marshals for the whole situation. I think it just got stuck. Stuck for 30 minutes. They got him out. Everybody was okay. And kind of interesting to be stuck in an elevator with Trump for about 30 minutes. I'm sure he talked to you. least he should. But no, I don't think there's anything sinister about that. I think if it was going to have some clandestine meeting with somebody, he would, not in a stuck elevator with some other people. Let's go to next. We go to Houston, Texas. Will Stern, east of the Rockies. Hello, Will.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I've been listening to the show since 94. A huge fan of the show.
Thank you.
You guys love Art Bell. But to follow up, the stuck elevator thing. Of all places, a freaking elevator. But I just wanted to touch base a little bit. You know, I don't get this election. I don't support any of them because I don't understand it. I've got my own personal stance on politics in this country. But why is it that there's the Benghazi scandal, there's all this crap that Hillary's been into, but as soon as Trump says one little bitty wrong thing, all they want to do is focus about, oh, well, Trump's a liar. What about Hillary?
Well, let me tell you why. The media is very good at superficial things. The Hillary episodes, and they're all real, are in depth. You really got to do your homework if you're a newscaster or a journalist. Well, Benghazi's a lot of work.
Like I was talking to your producer, my younger brother, he was not at Benghazi when it happened, but he was a private security guard at the CIA compound in Benghazi about 2 years prior to this, and he told me the same thing. There'd been minor skirmishes here and there, but they never would get any. When Hillary was up where she is, they never got any kind of support.
No, they didn't.
So my next thing I bring up is, so at the point where I think the last decent president was Ronald Reagan, and I get a lot of flack because I personally will not salute a flag. I personally refuse to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Why?
Simply, why?
Yeah.
Because 90% of the flags in America are made in China.
Ah, that's why.
So why am I going to stand up and salute a flag that's made in China and say the Pledge of Allegiance? Because personally, by buying that flag, I'm supporting China. You know, and to fall back with the election, you know, it's kind of weird. You know, regardless of who runs for office, I personally believe that there's higher powers in effect here. And regardless of what the people say or do, whoever these higher powers are and what they want, they're going to put who they want to in there.
That's right.
So as just a normal, hardworking, blue-collar crowd of people, you know, it's kind of like the lesser of two evils.
What do you think of my plan of delaying the election for 6 months and doing brand-new primaries?
Well, I completely agree with that, except for there's one problem.
What's the problem?
That leaves Obama in the White House for 6 more months.
Okay, but we can probably handle that. 6 more months. Not going to hurt anybody. Tom, what do you have for us back there?
Well, first I want to know what you would ask Trump if you were stuck in an elevator with him.
Did you make that noise, Donald? Was that you?
One question.
Yeah, that was it. Donald, did you make that little noise?
No, I know, yeah. This is a tweet, again, from Alexander. Yes. Tweet from Alexander. What's your thoughts on the Zika virus? Zika virus.
Zika.
Yes, I got it. Zika.
That's why you're producing.
Being government-controlled to prevent overpopulation, including you.
No. It's not that big.
It's very small.
Yeah. If there was going to be an effort to eradicate billions of people on this planet, it would be something more horrendous than the Zika virus.
You'd see a lot wiped out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Pat in Brewer, Maine. Hi, Pat. It's your turn on Coast to Coast.
Hi, George.
Hey.
I have a pretty quick story about my mom. She died back in 1990.
Oh.
She had a tumor wrapped around her superior vena cava, and at the time there were only 172 people in the United States who had this. Also, my grandmother, her mother, was diagnosed with colon cancer back then. So she was out in California. We have 9 relatives on her side visiting them, and she was already been getting treatment. Well, she got ready to come back to Maine, and at the time I couldn't go out there, but She clinically died at LAX for 15 minutes.
At the airport?
Yeah, at the airport, getting ready to board the plane.
Oh, my God. What happened?
She, they did bring her back to life, and they brought her to the little company of Mary's in Torrance, California. And come to find out, she had 3 more brain tumors.
Oh, jeez.
And that's what it caused.
She passed out.
We all did prayers. We're all a Roman Catholic family, so we did a lot of praying. And, of course, I'm back here on the East Coast, and I couldn't get there because my kids were in school at the time. So they put her back together. They got her back on the plane. And one of the things that she said was, no, I did not see a tunnel of light.
she was adamant about that, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, what was really cool about it was that when she made the flight, she got on the flight, well, the same captain happened to be on the same flight. And he literally wheeled her up to me. She goes, now, is this service or what? She's looking up at it. And she ended up outdoing the doctor by 4 months. They had given her 2 years to live. So I just thought that was pretty inspirational, you know, the power of prayer once again.
Well, you heard that doctor story a long time ago. Doctor goes up to a guy and said a couple things. One, here's your bill. And two, you've got 2 months to live. And the guy looked at the bill and says, Doc, I don't have enough time to pay this. And he says, well, you got 8 months to live. It's a joke.
I don't think it's right, though, that they give a certain amount of time. Because the power suggestion is so strong.
Yeah, I mean, I would simply say to a patient, you go as long as you can fight it. And don't say you got a week, a month, or anything. Just say, you know, it's fatal, but you just fight it as hard as you can.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing, too, is my mother and I used to have the same dreams together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, quite often. And it was
shared dreams.
Point where it's scary, and all these years later, I finally found out what one of the dreams was about because I had called her, and this was before she was diagnosed, and she said, well, I think you better come out because I had the same dream. And all these years later, I found out that because I had found my hands in my dream, and I was trying to drive out to Newburgh, and someone was trying to kill my children. And in her dream, the same thing was happening.
What a horrible dream.
Yeah, and she was waiting for me. Well, all these years later, back in 2013, there was this man at the bottom of these stairs, and he had a brown uniform on.
Mm-hmm.
All they could see was a gun. And I said, good, you have a gun. He's trying to kill me. All these years later, it ended up the person that was in my dream literally was a person that was a minister here. He was he started a huge hospital, and come to find out, he had no credentials whatsoever.
He lied.
Yeah, and
scammer.
That was the man in my dream.
Ugh.
And he killed himself and threw himself off a bridge out in Bucksport. But I couldn't believe it because, you know, it's been, let's see, since 88 when we had that dream. And then I find out in 2013, finally. But we used to have that a lot.
Keep that guy away from you.
Well, he's gone now. But in the other thing, too, is that back in 2011, you had a guest on that. She had added a chapter to her book about empathy.
Okay.
And that's when you had that weird voice come over and it said, why did you write the book?
Oh, during that interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was my mother's last words to me because she and I were going to write a book. We had actually begun to write a book. And my mother said, forget the book. In other words, you know, because of all the scary things that had happened because of it. And that night when that came on, I thought, oh, my God, I wonder if that was my mother coming.
Well, now that's an interesting take because a lot of people heard that.
Yeah.
That was strange. Okay, hey, thanks for the call. Let's take one or two more before the break, and then we'll come back with more. We have Bruce in Columbia, South America, International Line. Hey, Bruce, you're a long ways.
I've been a long way off here, George, for a while. You're a hard man to get a hold of, Mr. Norris.
Yes, I am, sir. All right, what are you doing down in Columbia?
Staying out of the United States territory because Dick Cheney and his cronies at Halliburton are the ones that falsified the CIA's report that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. It was all Bin Laden.
Well, we know that.
Changed the report around and told it to the United Nations that Iraq was part of that conspiracy. Knocked it over in Iraq and stuck him for weapons for 2 years and turned up with nothing. That means Iraq had disarmed itself. And President Bush continued on anyway.
It was a setup.
And he was the court-appointed president, remember?
Yeah.
That Al Gore won the election of Florida. The Supreme Court is really out of order by putting George Bush into the first place.
So is that what got you to move?
That was one of the things. The other thing was in destroying my space shuttle.
The space shuttle?
Space shuttle Columbia that melted from the outside of the wing.
Yeah.
My foam had been falling off all the time. It never went through a wing.
That was a very sad story, Bruce. We gotta get your phone fixed a little bit. It's a little muddy. But try us on Skype one day. And Skype is available at George97313. Much better quality, Bruce, if you want to try that. If you got a computer, set up Skype. Call us at George97313. And maybe we can get you back on because you're kind of muffled. Wayne in Tacoma, Washington, west of the Rockies. Hey, Wayne, go ahead.
Good evening, George.
Hi.
Yes, you've had some fantastic guests on in the past, and I think Wayne Green used to cover a lot of the cold fusion things and that.
Mm-hmm.
And, we need to get somebody on that's very knowledgeable, maybe somebody from Infinite Energy Magazine or one of their people that do the writing on the...
And the best is dead. He was killed. Eugene Melov.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. You're right on there, George.
I miss that guy. Gosh.
Yeah. They don't...
Fred Bell was another one, too.
Yeah. They don't want those products out there. I mean, there's several independent inventors that have come up with this noble gas engine thing that, you know, recycles the gases inside so you never use any more fuel and... they're never making it to market, and we've got to get one of those guys on to tell us his story.
Well, we'll keep looking for him.
And what about David Adair?
David's coming up this week.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I think he's on Thursday.
Oh, great. I've been praying for that.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then lastly, you know, you had the gentleman on talking about the religious things on the Trinity the other day, and
mm-hmm.
never really got the finish because, you know, we said the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Well, Satan has...
That's what we always used to say.
Satan has a Trinity of his own, and, you know, it's very clear in the Book of Revelations, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the beast. And Jack Van Impe would be a great host to give us that information.
It's been a long time. I've got to check and see when he was on. He may have been on a long time ago, but I'll check. We're going to come back in a moment here on Coast to Coast AM, and we'll take your final phone calls. Okay, welcome back to Coast, and here we go with the final calls. Elaine in Fort Myers, Florida, to get us started. Hello, Elaine. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, George.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Here in Fort Myers. I just have a comment that I just want to say is that I wonder, like everybody has always said before about different people, but is Donald Trump the Antichrist? Because he sounds like a dictator.
He might be. He's you know, pretty dictatorial, but he's not the Antichrist.
Well, he sounds like a dictator.
I don't think he's mean. I think the Antichrist is mean. Really mean.
I think he is mean.
No.
And I don't think the Democrats are any better I think this whole country is so corrupted on every level, along with the whole rest of the world. And it's going to be very, very, very bad over many years if we survive the greed, evil, and power control destroying all this beautiful planet that we have. And then I wonder, you know, why with Noah's Ark, if that's somehow in any ways true, that God said he's going to come back and, you know, do this again. I mean, this world is so bad right now.
Well, you know, you look at the book of Revelation, Elaine, anything could happen if we happen to be in end times. Annie in Alabama. Hi, Annie. Go ahead.
Hey, George.
Hi.
Have you heard about these new lithium-ion batteries that people can use in their vehicles? I'm wanting to get one to go in my lawn tractor. And MPD had a fit when I called and told them today I was planning on getting one. They said, you can't do it. Well, anytime somebody tells me I can't do something, I know that means I can. Just somebody stands to make money when they tell you no. They want to sell you something they've got, and they ain't got one for sale. But anyway, you can't hook it up to your charging system because you'll probably blow yourself up.
Yeah, those things can blow up. As a matter of fact, I think they may have caused some plane accidents in the cargo bays.
Yeah. Every battery can blow up.
I know, but lithium is probably the worst for that.
These are just now coming out.
Got to be careful with that stuff. Tommy, you have a text for us? Nope, he's not ready yet. He's not. Don't worry about it, Tom. We'll get you later. Let's go to Joe in the Bronx. Welcome to the show. Hey, Joe.
Hey George. How are you?
Good.
George, my question is this. There were 16 people that were killed in a hot air balloon accident in Lockhart, Texas.
Texas.
They
horrible.
Say that the balloon hit a power line.
Yep.
Now, the pilot of that balloon, I've heard...
It was from St. Louis, right?
...was warned against... People were warned against flying with him.
By the BBB.
Because of enumerated incidents that he's had in the past. Why isn't there better regulation over hot air ballooning?
No, there should be, but there was not. He had, I think, 4 DUIs. The Better Business Bureau had warned people, don't fly with this guy in a balloon. All kinds of things. Sad story. Horrible story. Can you imagine being burned to death in a gondola?
Beyond recognition.
Beyond recognition, exactly. And fast, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the thing blew up. It was engulfed in flames.
Right. Oh. Well, it's a very real
thing. I don't know what he would have done to have caused it, regardless of his personal track record. Something technical went wrong. Who knows what it was? Maybe they'll find out.
I hope so.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. And who's next? Are you ready, Tom?
Good to go.
There you go. Caught you there before. Right?
He did. You got me.
Well, it's not easy. I mean, you're answering calls, doing this and that, and then I jump in.
I've usually got the timing now, but someone was keeping me on a little longer, so you got me. So this one is a text from Katrina in Reno, Nevada. Okay, so I heard you report the flossing story, and I have to ask you, don't you think it's irresponsible of them to say there's no proof it works?
Well, irresponsible, no, but they are simply saying, look, you know, we think maybe companies are trying to make a lot of money with all this stuff, and we don't see any reason why it works. I think it does work. You know, I went through 2 years of pre-dent.
Mm-hmm.
I think flossing removes stuff, and it helps remove the inflammation.
How could it not?
Do you floss?
Of course.
Did you ever floss and have your gums bleed?
No, because if you keep up your flossing, they won't bleed.
True. But what does it mean if your gums are bleeding?
That's all the bacteria coming
out. That's right. That's inflammation. That's exactly right. You should have been a dentist.
I've been in there with you, too.
You're good. So it's, you know, you do that, and if your gums bleed when you floss, folks, you have an infection.
But maybe Katrina's right. Just by you saying that, it is kind of irresponsible not to say that that's what happens.
They should say that. But yeah. I think flossing helps.
Agreed.
Do you have a water pick?
I don't.
I'm a fanatic on teeth. Dated a girl once. I asked her, when was the last time she went to the dentist? And she said, 2-3 years. I couldn't handle it. I was like a freak. And my mother did this to me.
And I'm just curious if you care to say how you use your water pick.
What do you mean, how do I use my water pick?
Well,
do you know what a water pick is?
Dan, yeah, I do. And Dan and I were walking down the hall the other day.
Oh, that's my portable water pick.
It's still a water pick.
Yeah, no, that's not like the ones that you plug in and they, you know, shoot.
It was a different use than I know for a water pick.
No. What are you getting at?
You squirted us.
Like a squirt gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you had no idea where it was coming
not
from.
Not at all. I was like, what?
I do these weird little things around the studio, folks. Okay, next up we go to Pat in Florida. Hi, Pat. Welcome to the show. You're up.
Oh, hi, George. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thanks.
I just was telling the other young man that I have been listening to this show for over 50 years.
Since the beginning?
Not you personally, but when I got married in 1963, my husband was a New York City police officer. So when he was working midnights, I was listening to your show, or the Long John Neville was one of them, I believe, and then
He wasn't part of our show, but Long John was the beginning of all these. That's for
right.
sure.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Yep.
But the reason I'm calling, a gentleman called in a few nights ago, and he said he'd been listening for 18 years, and I said, "Boy, I've got you beat."
You sure do.
And I just love your show, and I love your voice. It's you have some terrific people on, but you're the best.
Whereabouts in Florida are you?
On the West Coast, just above Clearwater.
We've got to have an event down there. A lot of people have asked me to do one of our live stage shows. We've got to do that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Would you come? Would you show up?
Absolutely.
Okay, super. Okay, thanks, Pat.
All right.
Next up, Eddie's in Rochester, New York. Hello, Eddie. Take it away.
George, thank you. And, you know, you have the most awesome show on the network. I mean, I am amazed, and as I indicated once before, I was in the radio and everything, so I know the context of what journalism is and a communicator, and you're the finest communicator there is on the airwaves.
Oh, gosh, thank you, Eddie. That is, wow.
And I did want to mention, you know, in our state, Mario Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo,
mm-hmm.
His father was Mario. He was governor for 12 years.
Right.
Andrew Cuomo, he banned fracking because it is a toxin to, you know, to water supplies and everything. So that's a success.
Yeah.
I mean, he's achieved a lot of good things in New York State. People love him in New York State. I mean, they're not all perfect. They just try to make things perfect. And that's what he's done, you know. And, you know, Trump, as far as Trump, you know, when you get a guy like Warren Buffett that is worth more than Donald Trump, and Donald Trump does not release his taxes, that's a concern to the Americans.
I know, and I don't know what's taking him so long. I mean, the election's 3 months away.
And no, he wants to release them after the late election. What is that for, you know? And I know he loves his children, family, and that's all good. But when you desecrate a captain that died for his country, and then his father comes on TV and always carries the Constitution, a copy of it.
Yeah.
Has Donald Trump read the Constitution? You know, you can get it in written form.
Of course, yeah, you can buy it. It's a booklet.
You can't read the script, you know, but you can get it in printed form right off the internet.
Yep.
You know, and
free.
The words that he selected was liberty and liberty of freedom, you know, and I mentioned before. Miss Liberty, the most beautiful lady in the world that sits in New York Harbor, and she
sure
welcomes
is.
All. You know, but why desecrate someone? When someone enlists in the army, they're already a hero. You know, John McCain is a hero. Whether he was captive and everything for what he went through, you know, I mean, the sacrifice he gave for this country, and, you know, it really hurts my heart.
Eddie, I got to tell you, one of the things that I would have advised Donald is don't get into this argument. You know, don't criticize the father of this fallen soldier. Don't do that. Just back off, you know, and stay above that. And he's not doing that. And it's going to be, I think, his undoing if he keeps doing what he's doing.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, so there are some things a president may want to say, but he just can't say it in public. He might say it in his private quarters, you know, but in public, you just can't.
No, you can't. And what's sad is he's done a phenomenal job getting to where he is right now. And I think he's going to blow it by just not doing the right things right at the end.
I agree. And I believe it's all going to blow up, and he's digging his own grave. And when you get Warren Buffett, when you get Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, that's worth more than Donald Trump, and he doesn't have to build buildings. It's all cyber. You know, it's internet, and he doesn't have to build one building, and he's worth more than Donald Trump.
What do you think of my thoughts if we start the whole thing over again? Just delay everything for 6 months.
Yeah.
Just delay it for 6 months. Say we're doing new primaries. Let's do it all over again. Maybe we should do that. Eddie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We'll take a few more here. We go to Steve in Mississippi, east of the Rockies. Hi, Steve. Go ahead.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Good, Stephen. Thank you.
It's an honor to talk to you. I've been listening since Art Bell was there.
Thank you.
Anyway, I read a verse in the Bible a long time ago that said that any country that protects my people, which is Israel, that country shall be protected also.
That is what it says. That's right.
The thing that I think Obama's might as well kick Israel in the teeth by hooking Iran up with all his nukes. And
I just heard too that we gave the Iranians $400 million, part of a down payment of $1.7 billion for some 1979 arms weapons deal that didn't happen.
Man,
crazy! And then they got four hostages, four Americans released for that.
Yeah. You know, ISIS has got Israel in their sights also.
And hope to God that doesn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's become, this election coming up, I mean, it's become a real battle of good and evil. And the USA was founded on God, guns, and guts. And God bless Donald Trump. I think he's got all three taken care of.
God, I don't know if he's going to be able to pull it off.
And I think he will pull us out of this mess we're in. I really do. I hope, God save.
You know what? If I were like a boxing manager of Donald Trump, I'd simply say, stay off the ropes. You know, just stay off the ropes. You know, you got one round to go.
I wish he'd go walk up in that Bilderberger meeting.
Say,
you're all fired.
Steve, thanks. Next up, we go to Marcus in the Netherlands on Skype. Hey, Marcus, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, George.
How are you today?
Well, it's been a busy few weeks. I'm okay, but had some troubles with people.
What happened?
I don't want to get into it right now because...
Are you okay?
I don't want to complain.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, that's my concern. I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, but I had a had a very good time listening to his shows because, well, there have been a lot of people on.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, and, but the most disappointing was the communing with angels. But I'm sure you have to say this, but there were some things I couldn't agree with. And
that's all right. This is a great program where you don't have to agree all the time.
Yeah, that's right. But I really had a good time listening to L.A. Mazzulli.
He's the best, and Richard Shaw.
Yeah. And
I don't want to say Rickshaw. Sounds like something in China that they carry people in. His name's Richard Shaw.
Yes, with a cart.
That's right. Rickshaw.
But did you ever hear about Mike from around the world?
About the what?
There's this guy, and he's called Mike from around the world.
Mike from around the world? That's his name?
Well, he wants to be anonymous.
What does he do?
Well, he has a sort of radio show, kind of. He's been invited to at a few pastors somewhere, but the guy is good, man.
Mike from around the world. That's his name.
Yeah.
Where is he?
I don't know. It's an American.
Oh, is he? All right, I'll check him out. My God, the time is almost gone, by the way. So we're going to have more great shows for you for the rest of the week, so you just keep your dial right where it is. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burleson, George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.